This is true, yeah. Yeah, and on UHF, you'd probably have to get you up about an 8 or 10, 13 element beam, or Yagi up there, and that ought to do the trick. But I don't see that you need to go that glorified. But yeah, if you're making it 25 miles or within the range there, you should be fine. Especially on a Yagi, I would think you would make it with no problem. But yeah, some people kind of frown about the All-Star and you know, they're going through any network. They figure it's not radio, but hey, it's radio to me. You're utilizing both transmit and receive. It's radio. You're transmitting like you are on any other frequency. But anyway, what was I going to tell you? I was going to say something to you about Manistee, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway, but nice to hear you in there. I thought I'd come back and tell you it sounded good, and whatever you did, you got it configured correctly. I'd like to see that thing up close, see your configuration and your interface there, but it's sure doing you a good job.